morning. Can anybody sense just a special kind of atmosphere this morning? It's a little different, and I just felt that I should acknowledge that. I think there's the prophetic word that came needs to be just reiterated. I know the children are migrating out, and a lot of folks getting in a last piece of summer vacation in, and so we're a little thin this morning. But there's a special presence of the Lord, and the reality of being a person of faith, we have to recognize that it's not a soul connection to Jesus. So much of what's written and the music we sing, it stirs our soul, and it's beautiful and it's good. And a lot of times that gives entrance into a spiritual mindset because our soul is kind of out of the way. But the Spirit of God is who was left with us until Jesus comes back in physical, tangible form. And he will, and he's preparing a church to receive to himself as a bride. But it's a spiritual reality, and when you have to receive it by faith. It's not something you can ever fully understand. You have to move towards it by faith. But it's just, I don't know how to explain to do it. For me, a lot of times it's just you have to take a breath, and there's no striving to get there. This in the Spirit it's floaty. It's a dimension just beyond this one that we monitor with our five senses and our soul and our emotions. And I just would encourage you, and it doesn't just affect the way that you worship, it affects the way that you take a deep breath and then deal with a difficult situation or a difficult person. It affects the way that you can always step beyond your soul and how you're feeling and move to a realm that's just, it's not always parallel, but it's always within reach. The kingdom of heaven's at hand now, right? Our theology is clear, right? We don't have to do a whole bunch of things. We can just simply by faith, but it's only by faith that you can move into the spirit realm. You can't calculate your way there. You can't say, well, it's just another mile down the road. It's not a geographical thing. It's a place within all of us who believe. And I just want to encourage you. I think this is a moment. Sometimes when the Spirit moves differently and you sense a different atmosphere, it could be a moment where you can capture something different in your walk, in your faith journey that allows you to see things differently. It can be a revelation moment, an aha moment where you're like, yeah, why do I always work so hard to feel like I need to have God smile before I feel like I can pray or I can read or get into the Word? Just do it by faith. Just do it because somewhere deep inside you is that insatiable longing to just know that beyond just your mind and what you can figure, you just know deep within by the Spirit that you're loved, that you're accepted, that you're redeemed, that your sins have been forgiven, that Jesus on the cross did all that's needed for your spirit to now have communion with Holy Spirit. And it's not something you can work up to. You're maybe called to do a fast or something to break some of your soul out of the way, and then you have that moment in a spiritual awakening through something natural that you do. That often happens, but most at the end of it all, it's still faith. You've got to just believe. Say faith, and people try to define it. And just believe. Jesus said it's all possible if you just believe. That's faith. And faith in his word, faith in what he says. And this morning, we're going to have Pastor Cordeau's going to share. I don't know if you know the class that's done downstairs every Sunday morning from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. It's just been stirring a lot of people's faith in supernatural presence of God, the power of God, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And just a few weeks back, Pastor David was in hospital. Looked pretty grim, to be honest. It looked pretty grim. And yet, so close to the trip, it seemed like this trip would never happen, and yet there's a trip to Africa that's going to happen in just less than 2 weeks, and next weekend being Labor Day, I didn't want to have him preach right before leave, but I felt in the Spirit last Sunday to say, you know, this is a Sunday where we want to hear, you know, just from you what you're going to do, what the Lord's been giving you to share over there, but just also for us as a body to recognize there's such diversity in this church. It is an amazing gift. I don't know how. People say, well, how do you have all these people working together? We have the Caliendos who teach every Sunday morning at 9 up here, and we have worship together. And it's just the Spirit's at work. The Spirit is moving, and he's bringing the gifting that he's put in every single one of us, which is all different, but it's the same Spirit that gives it, and it's the same Spirit that brings it to expression. And so we all get to benefit as they go over there. It's going to be a lot of work with Overland Missions. It's going to be, I know there's going to be some impartation to probably some of the young missionaries called to minister the gospel that are going to be exposed to the real just Holy Spirit power and presence of God through some of the meetings and teachings that'll be happening. But I just Spirit. Jesus said, those are going to worship me are going to worship in spirit and in truth. God's Spirit. And songs are great, but there's a spirit behind the songs, but sometimes people just are, they're so tuned into the lyrics and they're like, oh, it makes me feel, and there's tears and it's all good. But that's not always the Spirit at work unless it's by faith that you're receiving his ministry. And so as we receive the message this morning, there's one thing I love about Pastor Cordeau is the Bible is the foundation on which he builds every single message. He goes through more scriptures and almost every phrase that comes out when it's not a reference from the Bible is derived from the pages of scripture. That's how we know we're building in a direction that's sound, that might be contradictory to the message of this generation and this culture. But the message of faith is a timeless message. Faith doesn't get old. And our brother has aged a little bit since he started ministering, but I just think it's incredible that from a hospital bed a few weeks ago, he's now about to jump on a plane and not just, you know, fly to Europe or something, Africa, like 20, how many hours? And Nolia and Lois Saf is going to go and just help with that as well. But you've got to be serious about the call of God on your life if you're going to push through and just determine to go and be that uncomfortable for that long. You got to really believe that there's a call on your life to do what you're doing and to preach the message that you're preaching. But faith doesn't grow old. Our bodies might get old, our minds get old, but our spirit is timeless. It's ageless. And the spirit of faith is the spirit that we have received when we receive Christ. And so I just want to encourage you this morning. Let's just welcome Pastor David as he comes. Take your liberty, brother. Up here.
I'll stick these. Praise the Lord. God is good. I appreciate Pastor Josh allowing me to come and share the trip. We leave on September 5th, come back on the 27th of this, September 5th to 27th of September. This will be my 40th trip, a mission trip. We work Cambodia, Vietnam, Philippines, India, Guam, Poland, Germany, Kenya, Dominican Republic, Barbados, Canada, U.S. I may have missed one. I'm not sure. But our 40th mission trip, many times we'll go for a month. Many times we've gone for 2 months. One time, Cambodia, Vietnam, we went for 3 months. Didn't really want to come home. Amen. And the thing is, I would come into my church I pastored. I walked past the people, my first service back. And Jared, I'm sure you understand this. I walk past them, I get to the altar and collapse, weeping, sobbing uncontrollably. You know why? Because the people I love so much did not know my God. You know, they're there just a very shallow Christianity. You know, punch in, punch out, but they did not know my God. We just came in for the miracles. We've seen over 12,000 miracles worldwide. We've started one church here, four in Cambodia. Amen. We've seen demons cast out, people set free. And that's what it's all about. We go into Zambia and with Oscar, that you know from coming through here. First time I met him, we just connected right away, and we began to support him right away. And he has a good schedule for me. You know, I had to tell me, old people need a little rest. Amen. He gave me one rest day, the day after I get there, then boom, we're gone, you know. He may have to look back and find me. But anyway, we'll be training pastors and leaders in three different locations. I think around 100 of each of them. Training them in many of the supernatural things I train downstairs and my team supernatural that I train also on Fridays. But we want to bring them. See, you go from meditation, biblical meditation. Joshua 1, meditate on the word of God day and night. Don't let it depart from your mouth. That's biblical meditation. Not sitting cross-legged on a mountain. You go from meditation to revelation. Jesus said, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. You go from meditation to revelation to manifestation. And so we want to bring them, revelation releases the anointing of God. The people that do know their God, the Bible says, shall be strong and do great exploits. Praise God. Amen. We need to know him, to really know him. And so we'll be going there. Then after so many days in Livingstone, we transfer to one of the base camps. And then from that base camp, we'll go to another base camp. They'll go to another base camp. They put me in a lodge in one city. I looked it up to make sure they had indoor plumbing. They do. Amen. Just checking. You know, we old. You know, we don't need to be rushing outside. Amen. Praise God. But anyway, we look for a great move of God. And I know Oscar and I will work well together. We have a kindred spirit, and we just want those leaders, and ones we train, will be going also to villages to minister. We want them to come into revelation of God as never before, to begin to operate in consistent signs, wonders, and miracles. That's what this world needs to see. We need to lift Jesus off the ink and the pages and present a living Savior to our world. So we look forward to going there, not for the long trip, but when we get there, we'll be happy. We've had a lot of hiccups. I had a cheap flight schedule another airline, and suddenly they took the money out of our bank account, put it back in, and then I couldn't get a hold of them, so I had to schedule a higher price ticket. And then we got all that scheduled. Just the other night, I looked, they had Noya's name wrong, my wife's name wrong. My wife and I, Lois, right there, wave Lois, going with us. So I had to change it. $300 they charged me to change it. And then the ticket was $700 more than the original ticket. So $1,000, like that, in an hour. The man was very polite on the phone. So we appreciate we appreciate your prayers and support. Amen. I've taken a lot of plane air rides, but this one we're taking an airplane ride. They're not cheap, but God, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. My God shall supply all my needs according to riches and glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I appreciate you that have already sowed, and you that will, your prayers. We need your prayers. So we appreciate that, and we want to see God move in a mighty way. And I talked about, like, one of our trips to Cambodia and Vietnam. Didn't even want to come back. You know why? In Cambodia, there's villages that we go to that's never heard the name of Jesus one time. Never. Not one single time. I could come in and say Mickey Mouse, and they would not know the difference. You know, and they've never heard it. And so it's hard to leave when there's another village that never heard. We hear that name all the time. Sometimes it's a slang or curse word, unfortunately. I'll go to my YouTube and study that out. Amen. Where's Tammy? Amen. She pushed me to put it on there. Amen. But anyway, the thing is, we want to be effective. We're not going there to play games. We're going there to do business in the kingdom. And so I do want to bring a word to you today. And it's called, I put a title on it because we have people here that always want titles. Shannon, every class she wants, what's the title? What's it? I don't know, just a minute. Oh, here it is. But I want to call it the crossover anointing. And I want you to know that you can go dimensions of God no matter what walk with God you have today. How great it's been. There's dimensions of the Spirit. I guarantee you know not of yet. And so go to Hebrews 11, begin in verse 1. Amen. Don't worry, this is not going to be your normal preach about Hebrews 1 message. Just keep your seatbelt on. You see, I preached on that message for years, Pastor, and I really thought I understand Hebrews 11 and 1. I really understand that. And then when God spoke, I realized I never understood it. So I want to share that revelation today, because what's said in there, you've got to go all the way back in the Old Testament to figure out some words and what they really mean. Hebrews 11 and 1. Verse and through verse 3, now faith, notice it now, faith is now. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for. Remember that word substance, the evidence of things not seen. For by the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Notice things which are seen. We're not made of things which are visible. And so, as I said, I used to think I really understood that. But that word substance, it said, now faith is substance of things hoped for. You cannot have faith unless you have hope. You may be hoping for this, hoping for that. And nothing wrong with that. We should have hope. You ever see hopeless people? You know what I mean. We should have hope. But the thing is, you reach a place that's certainly not just hope. Now faith is a substance, a thing you used to hope for. The evidence, my goodness, this place just lit up. Look at the hair on my arm. The substance of things not seen. You don't see it in the natural yet. Romans 4 said, God calls the things that be not as though they are. They're not in the natural realm. You cannot see them yet, but they are in the supernatural realm. Because God already did it. And today we're going to learn how to transfer from the supernatural to the natural. Praise God. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1. Familiar scripture. Verse 4 and 5. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, isn't it great when God's word comes to you saying? Amen. Verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. God said to Jeremiah, he said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Before he's ever in the womb, really in eternity past, we'll find out some other scriptures. In eternity past, before this world was ever formed, God saw the substance of Jeremiah. That substance was not yet formed on earth yet. I'm going to read some scripture for you. Like Pastor, I like to stick to the scripture. Amen. Was not yet formed on the earth. But in the supernatural realm, that substance is just really what you're looking at right now. But had to be transformed into the natural. That's why we see the miracle we see. We just reach up in the supernatural realm and grab a body part and pull it down. Praise God. Amen. Okay, let's go to Ecclesiastes 3. So as you're going there, God told Jeremiah, I ordained you a prophet. Already had this plan. I said, God has a plan for every one of you to do good and not evil. He has a good plan. Right now, think about it. If you could look over the master architect's shoulder and see the plan he drew for you, it would shock you. He's got a good plan. That's up to us, our choice out of human will, to choose to follow that plan. We have to say, yes, Lord, and be led by the Spirit. They that are led by the Spirit are called the sons of God. So Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Follow this close. There's a lot of meat in here. Verse 14 and 15. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, nothing taken from it. God does it that man should fear him. Now notice verse 15, close, very close. That which is has already been. Now I put my own little comma after is, you don't have to. But that which is has already been. What you're seeing right now has already been. I'll read scripture a minute. This day you're sitting in right now has already been. God saw it in eternity past. That which is, verse 15 again, that part of it, has already been. And what is to be has already been. And God requires an account of it. So, that which is has already been, and what is to be has already been. God's already supplied all your needs according to his riches and glory. Whether you're talking about your body being healed, your finances being healed, your emotion being healed. We'll be starting back up the inner healing early September with Joseph and Shannon. Amen. I taught them first person, many of our people, and I set them free with the teaching we use, and I put it in their hands. And they go teach the same thing I taught. That's what Jesus said. He didn't say make numbers. He said make disciples. I make disciples and send them out to do it. Now people are being free emotionally. People are receiving the baptism, the Holy Spirit of class, speaking in tongues. People are being healed in their body. I've never been in one of those classes of theirs. Amen? I'm doing my thing. I'm making disciples. Some of the Team Supernatural traveled twice to Georgia, Rhode Island with us. One of them getting to go to Zambia, Africa with us. Know where we have other trips coming up. Hope to be in Argentina the third week of October. Sometime after that, Philippines, Cambodia, and Vietnam. I do all three. I just can't. One mission trip, but three countries. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of work to do. I want to do it while I'm young. Tomorrow I get older. Right now, my wife and I are 75. We're not retiring. We're refiring. Tomorrow she starts to torment. She'll start torment me tomorrow and say, you're an old man now because I'm a year older than she is. Amen. Every year that happens. Go to Psalm 139. We're not through with this. I want to leave you a big chunk of meat. If you'll chew on this and really get a hold of your life, your faith will never be the same again. No matter what your need is, a healing in the body. We see cripples get up and walk. I had a video I put on Facebook once where a man had not walked in 20 years. He'd walk around praising God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's God. Hallelujah. Amen. Other cripples, one of them, seven water buffalo ran over an elderly man, broke bones all over. I walked up to the little bedside, and I felt something, Jerry, just fall on me like a mantle. I told my trainer, I said, the man's going to walk. And I did something I never do in my right mind. I crawled across that little cane bed under the hut, grabbed him by the ankles, broken bones and all, and drug him to the end of the bed. Boom. He cut like an angel grabbed him at the bottom and threw him in the air. He's worshiping God. Amen. That's how. Think about the man with 20 years. How much physical therapy would it take to get his muscles working again after not using them for 20 years? With God, split second. Hallelujah. Amen. That's my God. See, I got a big God. Amen. I told people this morning, too many Christians. Remember, Jesus died on the cross. And at the time of the evening sacrifice, and at the very moment he died, the priest was in Jerusalem with that knife coming down. The evening sacrifice, the ninth hour of day, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, our time. But the veil of the temple was rained. But the Jews sewed it back up. The way in the holies were made known, but the Jews sewed it back up for 30 or 40 years before Titus in 70 AD destroyed Jerusalem and not one rock left in the other. Jesus prophesied on the Mount of Olives. They worship on the wrong side of the veil. Most Christians today are still worshiping on the wrong side of the veil. Most of them are only doing what they could have done before he even went to the cross. They're not operating in power. They're not operating deliverance. People are not being healed. People need to see the living God. They don't need to see religion. They need to see Jesus. You don't need to see me up here today. You need to see Jesus. Amen. Psalm 139. You found it? Verse 13 through 16. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works that my soul knows very well. Here comes 15 again. Those verses 15 get you. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Notice verse 16. Here comes that word substance again. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. Let's just stop right there. We're going to read some more. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. You saw my substance in eternity past before creation of the world. Being yet unformed yet of the natural on this earth. Do you remember scripture said that Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world? In the mind of God, it was taking place. My goodness. Amen. It was taking place. God saw you. and you and you and you. And eternity passed. And God did not make someone addicted, bound by this or bound by that. He didn't make you crippled. He didn't make you sick with all this stuff. He saw you the way he wants you to be. We must stop agreeing with the enemy. In a minute, I'll help you learn how to transfer. We need to stop agreeing with what the enemy said. Like in the hospital, that doctor come in. I told you the first day, he said, I just want to be honest with you, brother, or David, you as a pastor. He said, you have two cancerous tumors on your liver. And I started saying, doctor, I've seen cancers this big disappear in my hands over and over, over and over. I've seen totally blind men right here in New York State. Eyes pop open instantly. He come in the next day, he said, I think it's this kind of cancer. I begin to decree the mighty acts of God again. The third day he come in, he said, there's no tumors, there's no cancer. Thank you, Lord. See, the enemy was trying to kill me. I could have rolled over and said, oh, this is so bad. No, no. I got a big God. I guarantee if I go down, Pastor, I'm going to go down swinging. Amen. Amen. I'll go down swinging. Amen. Okay, and so your eyes saw, verse 16 again, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they're all written. Stop there. God has a book. It's already recorded. Amen. There's a man on Sid Roth a while back that went to the third heaven, and Jesus showed him like a library with books. He opened a book of one of the man's friends that was a multimillionaire, and Jesus showed that even though he's very wealthy, I have oil forming all over my hands. That happens a lot. A lot of times I get silver dust and oil all over my hands. There's something powerful in here. If you need healing, you're being healed. You need deliverance, you're being delivered. Not because I'm here, because Jesus is here. Where Jesus is, anything can happen. And Jesus showed him the book, and showed him that book that his will was that man to be multi-billionaire. But the man stopped short of yielding to everything Jesus was trying to lead him into. God has a plan for you, a good plan to do good and not evil. Don't accept what the enemy said. Jesus in John 10:10 said, the thief, Satan, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Praise God. Where's Jason? Is he in here? Amen. He was at my house a while back. We were talking. We walked down the driveway, and suddenly we had silver dust and oil just about dripping out of the palms of our hands. I didn't know it. He said, Pastor, look. I said, oh, my goodness. And then my wife started getting her hands. He got in his hands. You hang around it, you'll get it. Amen. Amen. I go up on Platte Cove Mountain where I finished a 40-day fast and with friends before, and suddenly oil and silver dust comes in every one of our hands. You know, it's a sign and a wonder. I don't make a doctrine out of it. I don't have to have it. Just something extra he does. Amen. He's here. As long as he's here, that's all that matters. And so the next part of that, the days fetched for me as yet there are none of them. I told you, I was going to tell you about days. This day was fashioned for us way back. God saw you sitting here way back. You had to realize this is not an accident. And we're talking about how to transfer everything God planned for you into the natural just a moment. I just want to lay down a little foundation. Verse 17, how precious also your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum. Think about it. God has good thoughts for us. Be careful yourself speak. You know, sometimes people say, yeah, people told me this when I was growing, told me that. What are you telling yourself? I want to know what God's saying. Amen. Amen. I had to get delivered from the fear of the faces of men. I had a horrible case of that. The powerful prophet said, start praying, David. God deliver you from the faces of men unto him. I kept praying it. Kept praying. Finally it happened. Amen. And we had to be free of that to move in the spirit. Could worry about it. I wonder what this person will think if I popped that blinded eye open. You're probably not going to pop anything open. What are they going to think about? I don't care. I just care what he thinks. So I want to read Hebrews 11 and 1 again, just Say with me, we got more scripture. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So that substance is real in the spiritual realm. The Amplified Bible tries to describe it this way, a title deed. You look at your Amplified, it calls substance a title deed. There's a little description of it. Think about it. Somebody gave you a big old plot of land and gave you the title deed. It's yours, even if you never saw it. It's yours. All you have to do is go possess it. It's yours. Now faith is the substance, the title deed of things hoped for. The very evidence is evidence of things not seen. You don't see it yet, but that's evidence. Because, see, I went from hoping to now I believe it. It's there. I can have it. Let's go to Romans 4 a moment. I kind of quote a little bit of it. Let's go to it. Verse 17. Just want you to know it's in the Bible. Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who believed. God who gives life to the dead. Look at that last part. And calls those things which do not exist as though they did. God calls things that do not exist as though they did. I do the same thing all the time. Faith is voice activated. Jesus says, speak to the mountain. I'm talking about a crossover anointing. If you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I won't have you raise your hands or anything. If you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit speaking in other tongues, just think about this a moment. The Bible said they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. I teach a whole message on the natural and the supernatural, the parallel. You have your five natural senses. You have your five spiritual senses. There's a fine membrane in between. And you must learn how to cross from the natural into the supernatural. Every single time you're speaking in tongues and the Spirit of God gives the utterance, you cross from the natural to the supernatural because you believed you had it, you knew you had it, and you knew you could. And you burst out talking in tongues. Well, you can learn also to cross over, as we do many times, begin to look at the human body, seeing babies before they're in there, seeing bodies healed, seeing backs healed, brain tumors. You can begin to see in those realms. You can go in the realm of the Spirit and see days ahead of time. You know, when I saw this message, I told Pastor, Monday night, I didn't know what I was going to preach. Monday night, Jerry, God gave me a dream, and I was standing here preaching what I'm preaching right now. I said, well, that'll work. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Look what just happened here. Whew. Amen. The thing is, there's times, days ahead of time, I'll see people in a meeting, what they're wearing, what they need to be healed of. And days later, I'm in the meeting. There they are. I call them up. Boom, they're healed. Amen. I've been translated, transported. I've been in third heaven. I've been to hell, Luke 16. Amen. I've been caught away in the Spirit, just sitting on my sofa, minding my own business, praying. Boom, I'm in the Spirit realm. Amen. I'm not talking about flaky stuff. I'm talking biblical. I have a whole message on YouTube free, being translated and transported. And I bury you in Old Testament scripture. I bury you in New Testament scripture. And I start talking about me and my personal experiences. It's biblical. Like Pastor said, I like to stick with the Bible. Amen. Don't let me stretch your withered hand too far. Amen. So God calls the things to be not. We must do that. We must do what God said. Realize God's got a plan, a beautiful plan for you. There's a man named Fred Hyde. He was a drunk on Skid Row in New Orleans. Just a total drunk on Skid Row in New Orleans. God saved him. He went to the Philippines, became a missionary for years. If I have an old cassette tape of him singing, you probably wouldn't enjoy it. You know, it's down home. He's from Louisiana. Okay? And then he came back to Louisiana and started the Spirit of Freedom Ministry. And it started setting people addicted to drugs and alcohol free. Amen? A beautiful ministry. Who'd ever thought? But see, God had that plan for Fred Hyde already. Amen. The enemy had a plan to destroy him as a drunk on Skid Row. You can transfer with a word. Again, faith is voice activated. Speak to the mountain. If you put a voice activated recorder hanging around your neck for 1 week, it recorded everything you said. At the end of the week, you sit down at your kitchen table, you rewind, or however you do it nowadays. You notice I don't have my tablet up here yet. I know Moses had tablets, but I'm working on mine. Amen. Amen. Don't worry, I'm working on it. I do have a laptop at home, don't worry. Amen. But the thing is, you sit on your kitchen table and listen to everything you said all week long. I guarantee you by the word of God that what you have in your life is what you've been speaking all week. The power of death and life is in the tongue. If you've been cursing your life, that's what you have. You've been blessing it, that's what you have. See, I had to learn that because I was raised by parents that was raised in the Great Depression. I picked up terminology they spoke. I didn't know anything wrong with it until God got hold of me. And I realized I got to stop talking like that. Amen. Because see, remember, meditation, revelation, manifestation. Even at the very beginning, when we came to God, we were faithful to our tithes and offered from the very beginning. 30-year-old adults. Me, you know, God delivered me. I was totally bound by alcohol, nicotine, come out of the Vietnam War, a wreck. Amen. Many times I should have been dead. God let me live. But I was always faithful doing it, but I always struggled financially. Till finally I came into a revelation from God. Meditation, revelation, manifestation. When I did that, I kept doing the same things I do. But now I do it in faith with revelation, not out of religion. Amen? And I've been blessed ever since. Everywhere I turn, I'm blessed. I mean, I am blessed. Amen? All those years struggling, now I'm blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we don't have a fancy place, but we don't want it. You know, I remember Elaine said, I'm glad y'all are happy with this little place or something like that, she said. Yeah, but that's all we want. We just want to go. And, man, we have a hoedown in there on Friday nights. Oh, my goodness. We need to knock a wall out. Try to get my wife's pantry. She won't give it to me. And so I want to share something with you. God's got a plan. And this is some revelation God just recently gave me. That when I first came to God as an adult, God, and we're going to close in just a moment. Don't worry, I'm watching that blue thing. It made it so big I read it out of my glasses. But when I first came to God, as you know, I have dreams and visions. My anointing is a seer anointing. I see a lot, okay, constantly. And I'm teaching our people to see only regular vision, flash vision, seeing around the spirit. And they're doing it. These people are really doing it. I'm so proud. Like a while back at Georgia, after I got them going, I just sat back, crossed my arms, you know, like a proud papa watching, working miracles and prophesying to people. Amen. Praise God. But the thing is, when I first came to God, God gave me a dream. In the dream, I'm in a prison in a death row, getting ready to be executed. And my children were all small then. And in the dream, Pastor, they came up to me to tell me goodbye. It was a heavy dream. And my wife was standing way over to the side like, you know, I just can't believe he did what he did, whatever I did. And it was a real dream from God. And I just assumed that God was showing me what it would have been like had I not came to God. Okay? And I just assumed I probably got mad and blew someone away. Yeah, I tried to. So you know my testimony. My book comes out the 28th of November, Naturally Supernatural, is a launch. Amen. I hired a professional book coach, a professional editor, did financial piece for Dave Ramsey for 8 years, ghostwriter, a professional launch lady, you know, big money. But that's okay. That's not in my ministry. That's all personal. Amen. But the thing is, God had a plan. And so the thing is, in this dream, I realized that God would show me what it had been like, what would have happened to me had I not came to God. But only in the last 2 weeks, God began to speak to me. He showed me, I've shared with our team, he showed me a panorama of my life. And God showed me things that I never even considered. I still got 10 minutes, right? Okay, you scared me. didn't know if she was going to come get my water. What? No. But God showed me what it'd been like. And he showed me things I didn't realize. You know about, you've heard my testimony. I mean, grenades in war. I tripped booby trap hand grenade, didn't explode. More around land from me, didn't explode. My helmet, you see the photo of my cord and stuff. That helmet I'm wearing 40 layer tore on my head in a major battle. This much lower, my head had been gone. Walked up on a bunker with seven men and at 15 feet away by a little termite hill. Still got part of that termite hill in my office today. And so God kept me alive in all kinds of areas. When you read the book, you'll hear things you never heard before. But God began to show me areas I didn't realize that totally, I mean, horrified me. How I was so close to crossing the line where the enemy could have taken me totally over. And God protected me. He showed me the panorama. And brother, I came out of it with a thankfulness to God like never before. And I told our people, amen. In fact, Carrie, the other day, a few weeks ago, you got up, you started mentioning being closer to God. Well, I just talked to the people in our team about the same thing. Because God began to show me I want to be closer than ever before. Then Pastor got up. He started talking about it. Amen. The Holy Spirit was talking about it to a bunch of us. I just want to be closer. That the enemy could have totally destroyed me. He wanted to. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. You know, thousands have been healed. Thousands have been saved. Churches have been started. Many have been delivered. Chains have been broken off of people because I said, yes, Jesus. Not because I'm anything, but he's everything. But the enemy would have had me on death row being executed, destroying the possibility of ever being used to God. And God showed that to me. I won't go into detail. I ain't going to detail my wife. So this stuff, I mean, it almost horrified me. I didn't realize the enemy was trying to destroy me forever. And so there's a crossover anointing. You get crossover from the natural to the supernatural. Faith is voice activated. You could do it with a word. You could speak what he said. If you'll say what God said, you'll see what you said. Amen. You'll transfer it from the supernatural to the natural realm. Amen. Let's stand. Before I turn over to Pastor, I'll let you know that a little bit of Team Supernatural will be up here to minister, and they're trained. We don't take it lightly, and we've even set it up downstairs now that we have chairs in the back of where I stand. Anybody needs prayer, to come there, and Team Supernatural can come in there and pray, but I don't want everybody to just jump on people. Amen. I don't just see anybody going trying to speak a word. Amen. We have the prophetic. We have exhortation. And we have a lot of the pathetic among us. Amen. I want real words. Amen. And so they're trained in this. Praise God. They're not going to play games with your life. And right here in this house, we've seen broken bones healed instantly. Legs grow out. Arms grow out. Hernias healed. On and on. Miracle after miracle after miracle. Right here in these walls. This is the real thing. Many times downstairs, Pastor, we'll actually see a haze come across in our class of the glory of God. Amen. The angelic host shows up. Praise God. It's real. So these people will be here to pray and minister for you. Whatever you have need of, they'll minister to you. Amen. You can trust them. You can trust them. Come up and say, I need prayer for this, and they're not going to put it on Facebook. Amen. We care. I know what Jesus did for me. He'll do the same for you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. Everything he ever was, he is right now. Just relax a moment in the Spirit as she plays. Just let yourself begin to go in the realm of the Spirit. Say, Lord, I'm going to make a change. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm getting ready to begin to treasure. The world, we read the scripture, the worlds are framed by the word of God, so things which exist were not made of things which are seen. It wasn't even seen. But the word transferred it from the supernatural to the natural realm. I do that all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. We had the man in Poland. He had 6 inches of his left leg between the knee and the ankle cut out after an auto accident. 30 minutes time, it grew out of my hand. Right close here in Patterson, New York. I didn't know there was a pastor in New York that invited me to preach. A man had a knee replaced with the right knee. Because of that, his left leg was an inch and a half shorter than his right. I said, no problem. I measured the men's guy. I said, no problem. I sat him down. I grew his left leg out to match. You hear I have a video of the pastor saying we had to take up an offer for new shoes. He take video right over my head while that leg grew out. I didn't try to fix the other one. I just grew the other one out. Amen. My friend that I'll be going to Argentina with from, he's in UK, but he's from South America. He went to grow out his son's leg, get about an inch shorter one leg, and suddenly the other leg, the opposite leg, he's trying to grow out the right leg, and the left leg started growing out and grew out 3 inches. He said, I was horrified. He shared with a group the other day on Zoom from UK on Friday night. He said, I was horrified. No, Lord, not that. He said, wait a minute, God's doing this. And so he just calmed down. Within moments, the other leg grew out to match. He says, son was so happy. He was so much taller than his daughter now. Amen. That's my God. We see these things constantly. And I'm expected to see people totally amputees, legs grow out. You know, I've seen been cut out. I've seen them grow. Many legs grow out. Okay, we've seen that constantly around here. We're doing it just the other day here. But the thing is, I'm expecting us to start seeing arms of was lost in a war, an industrial accident, grow back, legs, and say, God, Jesus is not coming back for less he left. Amen. He's not coming back for less he left. Praise God. Amen. And I'm not going to settle for religion. I'm not going to settle for patty cake with Jesus. I'm not going to settle to punch in and punch out. Well, I did my duty. I want Jesus. I want Jesus. Amen. And I want to train and equip people to move that realm of the spirit. Nothing flaky. I'm not talking about flaky stuff. Amen. We got people right here today that were deep in the occult. They came in our class. They cleared out 15 bags of occult items out of their home. They're on fire for God now. Part of my team, supernatural. Amen. I kind of feel like David in the cave. You know, an army of misfits. That's where we all are. Look where we all came from. But now we're on fire for God. Hallelujah. Amen. They're doing it. And you notice, Team Supernatural, if you need help around the church, they're the first one to volunteer. We'll park the car. We'll take care of this, Pastor. Good. They're servants. One of the reasons we chose them because they were servants. And had a heart for the supernatural. People beg sometimes to get, I'm sorry, I can't do it. You know, I'd love to do it, but I've got to see that. Consistency, soaking up the material, getting the DNA. I have like 160 on YouTube now, supernatural videos. You go to my website, River Life World Mission, click on the faith teaching, get it. It's the easiest way to go because my son has the same name. You get mixed up just Googling it. Amen. So God is so good, Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus. You can stay standing. I'm just going to read a quick clip. Whoop, look out. I just want to read this because it's so important that we grasp this. And sometimes it just takes a small question mark in your mind, a small voice of, I'm not sure or whatever, and you can miss the blessing that's available. This is very, very clear scripture from 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 4. It says, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works it all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit. Think he's trying to make a point? to another gifts of healings. Guess what? By the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of those tongues, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. And so I feel the challenge, the ministry challenge I would just put out as a lead pastor of this house today is to say, you're gifting your what you're supposed to do. It might resonate so strong that we should be on a plane going someplace far away to just preach the message of the gospel. That might be that's what you're called to do. That's what He's seated in. That's what He saw for your life before you were formed in your mother's womb. Then that's what you've got to begin to meditate. Meditate. Get the revelation, and then it'll manifest. There were so many little things. I hope you took some notes. If not, we put up the video on Facebook Live of the services that are here. The world absolutely needs followers of Jesus Christ in this generation to go beyond what's just the bare minimum. You know, most of what you can, whether it's a job or whatever, you can kind of get by with bare minimum. And you'll be like, there's such a lackadaisical attitude on earth right now. It's like you just got to do the bare minimum and you'll get a paycheck or whatever. But God's calling His believers to be way above and beyond that. If you're going to give, let it be generous. If you're going to serve, let it be with a full heart. If you're going to minister to someone, really invest what God's placed within you into that ministry opportunity, because there's just this haphazard way of, it's good enough. And Jesus is calling us all, whatever your gifting is, whatever your unique part that's within you that you feel like, I really feel stirred in my faith when I minister or I serve someone in this way, then just begin to pray this week about, God, give me opportunities to expand that, to grow it, to see it, you know, multiply. Because it's the same Spirit that desires to have us not just pick on each other and pick apart the differences between my ministry and your ministry and someone else's ministry, but to embrace what He's called you to minister in. Because that same Spirit that needs to work that ministry in your life is available to you. And I feel so strong in my heart that this is a time when those who are going to pick up this idea of there's a responsibility for my life to serve in my community, to serve, I mean, school's about to go back in. There's just so much of, you know, what we call the normal. We have this summer break, and now we're going back into this routine or this ritual or whatever you call it. And the Holy Spirit's saying, wait a minute. I want to use you now, every day, every moment, with the specific thing that He placed within you before time was even pushed start on. So, Father, this morning, we just here in Your presence, and we thank You so much for the richness of the Word that was brought to us, that the things we need in this life that we may not see the material of yet, they are fully materialized in the spirit realm. That they have already been witnessed by You and evidenced by You, and that Your Word through our mouth can bring some of those things into the very possession of our lives now. Lord, we thank You for the title deed, that all authority has been transferred to us by what You told us when You left this planet in physical form. And yet, Lord, when we have that title deed, we want to have some substance as well. We want to actually see and walk in the realities of what You've prepared us by the same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead, that now dwells in us, that by that same Spirit, Lord, I just thank You that ministries of all different varieties and specificities will be launched even in this moment by revelation of Your Spirit, Lord, in hearts and minds right now. Just allow Him to just speak to you, show you, maybe vision, maybe as you sleep tonight. Lord, we pray for fresh understanding of what we're supposed to do with this little bit of time that we've been given on this planet, this vapor called life that's here in the morning, but it's gone in the noonday. Lord, help us to see and to number our days so that we would truly make a difference for the sake of the dying, for the sake of the lost, for the sake of those who see no reason to even just go on living. Lord, You've designed us. You've crafted us with such a beautiful purpose. Lord, help us by Your Spirit to obey and to walk into the directions of the fulfillment of those realities. Just in arm's reach, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Lord, we just reach by faith into that place of the spirit realm, not just for a moment now, but as we go, that every time we're facing things in this world we're not sure, rather than look around for solution, that we would just learn to reach beyond. Reach just above into the reality where You've seen things fully made right from the foundation of the world. Lord, I thank you for a special blessing over Pastor Cordo and Nolia and the team that's going to be praying for them as they're departing and going to foreign soil. Lord, we pray that you would just increase the vitality and the strength, Lord, in their bodies as they prepare for this, that there would be no financial obstacles from this point forward, that you would just make this way. Lord, there are generations of young ministers that just need to understand what your word actually gives them license to be able to do. License to be able to do, authority to be able to do. Lord Jesus, we're just so blessed to be able to contribute in whatever way we can. Lord, with the substance of our lives that you've blessed us with so that they can go and declare a message that is truly timeless. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for blessing us with this word, and we just give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So you heard the call for prayer. If there's anyone here that you're dealing with anything, physically, mental, emotional, in your soul, and your whatever, just come to the front. Allow the team to minister to you. God bless you. If you see someone you don't recognize, go ahead and fix that.